United Nations experts say Asia must reduce the environmental damage caused by rapid economic growth. Regional officials are gathering in the Indonesian city of Yogyakarta to discuss how to change long-standing behaviour. Delegates at the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, conference in Indonesia this week will set out regional environmental priorities. The list will be presented at a global meeting in Morocco next month. UNEP Deputy Executive Director Shafkat Kakahel says sustainable development is a critical issue for many countries in Asia.
That the patterns of consumption and production that have evolved over the past, if you like, 200 years of since the Industrial Revolution, they are unsustainable because they are putting almost unbearable pressure on natural resources.
Highlighting the challenges ahead, a UN environmental report notes that if motor vehicle ownership in China, Indonesia and the Philippines reaches the global average, an additional 200 million cars will be on the roads. Rising prosperity across the Asia-Pacific region since the 1970s has cut poverty levels significantly, but that growth has come at a cost: depleted natural resources, air pollution and damaged ecological systems. Mr. Kakahel says economic development cannot be sustained unless cleaner technologies are adopted, even if they cost more than old methods.
They are eventually economically unsustainable because by excessively using natural resources and energy, they are endangering the base of economic activity.
He says individuals, companies and governments must use less energy and find ways to pollute less. Governments, he says, need to apply tough legislation to encourage people to adopt new technologies. He also says there must be more done to encourage consumers to choose products that cause less pollution or use fewer resources. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.